Topic 4. Read on. An Egyptian folktale.
Friendship is a key theme in many folktales, such as this one from Egypt.
The Three Friends. A man was riding along a hot and dusty road with his dog trotting along beside him. The sun beat down, the dust rose, and all of them, man, horse, and dog, felt a terrible thirst raging through them. The man dismounted to spare his horse the extra weight, but it did no good. There was no water for miles around, and after many hours of walking, they became so dehydrated, they died. But that isn't the end of their story. You see, sometimes the dead don't realize that their lives are over. And such was the case with these three. They all continued along the road, looking for signs of water. They came, at last, to a tall, golden fence. On the other side of the bars were green lawns and fruit trees and the gentle splash of a waterfall. They quickened their pace, and eventually they came to a high gate where they were greeted by a gatekeeper dressed in white. "What is this wonderful place?" the man asked him. The gatekeeper smiled warmly. "This is heaven," he said. "Come on in." The rider was delighted at the news, and, taking the horse by the bridle, he stepped forwards. At this, the gatekeeper raised a hand. "You, sir, are welcome," he said. "But you can't bring your animals with you." "I can't leave them out here, tired and thirsty," said the man. "How can I help myself to water while they go without?" "I'm sorry," said the gatekeeper. "No animals. That's the rule." The man looked longingly at the crystal clear water splashing in the fountain behind the gatekeeper. He looked at his two dusty companions, and then he turned his gaze to the hot, winding track ahead of them. It shimmered in the heat haze. The man sighed. "All right," he said. "It looks like we have to move on." Wearily, they tramped up a stony slope. A hot, dry wind flung sand in their faces as they forced themselves onwards through the parched landscape. When they reached the brow of the hill, they saw another garden just like the first, a bright island of green and shade in a burnt yellow landscape. They approached the gate, where another smiling gatekeeper awaited them. "Welcome," said the gatekeeper. "Come on inside." The man swallowed to clear the dryness in his throat. "I'm not coming in without my horse and my dog," he said firmly. "Of course not," said the gatekeeper. "You're all welcome here." The man felt light with relief. "What's the name of this place?" he asked. "Heaven," replied the gatekeeper. "It can't be," said the man. "That place back down the road is called heaven." The gatekeeper shook his head. "No, that place is called hell," he answered.
"Then you should get them to change their name," said the man. "Otherwise, people will get confused."
"On the contrary," said the gatekeeper, "that place is doing us a big favor."
"I don't understand."
"Well, they take in all the people who are willing to abandon their friends. We don't want those kinds of people here."